Finally today, we're going to meet two Somali immigrants to the U.S. who now live in the Boston area. One older, one younger, but both affected by Somalia's civil war. The first voice we'll hear belongs to Hodan Warfa.
I was born in 1990, just shy of the civil war breaking out. And my mother literally packed everything up and we left before they could get to our neighborhood. I immigrated at about the age of 2. I came with my grandmother, so she used to put Somali music on, like Somali Udida Eb, Somalia, don't shame yourself. And that's the one song I remember. I loved it. I remember like growing up and my grandmother was really, really, really traumatized. She went through the civil war and my grandfather was murdered. So she liked that song. She was like, see, you guys shamed yourselves. You killed your own people. You're pulling dead bodies in the street. Because she was embarrassed of the civil war and craziness going on. You know, Mogadishu in Somali used to be called the pearl of the Indian Ocean. And now like, look what happened to it. So it's like, you feel like there's shame. Like there's not really much of a reason to go back to Somalia.
Well, my name is Abdi Rahman Yusuf. I was born in the great city of Hargeisa, the home of literature, songs, and poetry.
Andama chahil dadis raba warku miswa duksi sae dibna hamay sasartan ya do.
Now this song is some. People would think nowadays, looking at the Somali people and their situation, that these people never sang, never loved. He's saying, I'll translate this for you, I've come upon the one that I wanted in all of the world, lying in a grassy field. She had let her hair go and she has loosened her dress. And I thought, should I go hug her? Should I kiss her in the lips? This is how our culture was back then. Nowadays, God knows what it is.
And to be honest, people talk about Somalia. All I know is just craziness and running away. That's it. I don't know anything about Somalia and a great time. Like, I was not alive during that time. Like, my parents tell me, but I don't have that feeling. Sometimes I make the joke of, like, all Somali parents, like, have this book that they, like, memorize all the same sayings, and then they use those same sayings on their kids. Like, even though my parents were not that bad, but, like, certain things, for example, music, they're like, what is this garbage you're listening to? Like, you know, listening to hip-hop, listening to pop music. What they would do is bang the door like a crazy person. Or they would yell my name, they'll be like, hold on. I realize my experience isn't unique just to me. It's like something that every kid experiences. But even more so when you're growing up here with a different kind of culture, you notice the differences automatically.
I remember this one. It's special to me because I think it was sometime in 1974. I was participating in the literacy campaign. All the students from the middle school to high school were sent out into the country to teach nomadic Somali people how to read and write. I must have been around 14 years old, something like that. I heard that on the radio, out in the bushes, in the remote. And then years and years later, when I came to Boston, one of my children, he came one day on his iPod. He came and he said, Dad, what do you think of this song? And lo and behold, it was this very song that he picked on his own. I'm like, whoa, that took me to 74 when I was 14 years old.
That was Abdi Rahman Yusuf and Hodan Warfa. They told their stories to producer Ian Koss. And that'll do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm